started that, we really didn't have to when he first got back here. And, you know, he just had some issues coming back out of the bye. We practiced good and hard the Monday, Tuesday, before we played the Jets. And so it kind of cropped up then. But, you know, we keep an eye on it now.
Does it restrict at all what you can get done at practice as far as getting through all the plays and game plan stuff?
You know, it really doesn't. Last year, I thought we had a pretty good rhythm. Tavares took a good deal of snaps in practice, probably more than any number two I've been around. You know, but it served him well, and I think it helped Brett as well. And you know, he gets the plays that he needs looks at with you know, specific receivers, whether it be Moss or Harvin or Bernard or Greg Lewis. So. You know, we mix them in and out.
Brad, Jim Polzine from the State Journal. Now that Randy's been in your system a couple weeks, do you see him getting more and more comfortable?
Yeah, I do. I just think it's, you know, he's a very smart football player, X and O-wise. The great thing is he's had experience across from a variety of different defenses in his 13-some years in the NFL. So it's really just learning the nuances of what we're doing. And then, you know, he and Brett getting together and knowing, hey, where do you like this ball? You know, you'd rather have it here, that type of thing. So those are things that they work out both on the field in practice and also individually.
Brad, Justin Hall, WSEL Radio. Have you seen a little bit of a rejuvenation with Brett since Randy was there? It's no secret that he wanted to play with them in the past.
Yeah, and I wouldn't just say Brett, you know, I mean Randy's a special guy, just not only in terms of what he does on the football field, but what he brings to your locker room. So I thought there was a nice balance in everybody's step. You know, your players like to play with good players, and anybody that can help you win, you're all in with.
Has Randy already stepped up in kind of that leadership role? There's been the sentiments out there that he's been giving pep talks and inspirational speeches.
Well, he did kind of give a little extemporaneous speech before we went out to start the second half the other day. You know, I have to say what I have to say, and we always get a break before we head out, and he jumped in the middle of it and talked about playing Vikings football. And as I say, anytime you speak from the heart, which he did, and there's a lot of guys in that locker room who haven't been around him before, you get it, and it resonates. So I don't suppose that he'll, you know, get crying and slinging snot every weekend in the locker room, but it's what needed to be said then, and he took it upon himself to say it.
Hey, Coach, Bill Huber from Packer Report. I guess how big a win was last week's win, and do you feel like once you guys get all your guys back together that you're going to be a real tough team to handle?
Well, Bill, I feel like we have a good football team. I don't think it's as good right now as it can be. But I think that's probably a work in progress. Probably most people would say that as you go through the year. We're always going to get additions back from injuries, and there's always going to be subtractions from injuries. That's kind of the nature of our game. But, you know, I just feel like we need to continue to grind at it and really hammer out who we are, because identity-wise, that's probably not going to be shaped up here for another, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Brad, Mark Daniels again. Is protection one of those issues that still needs to be ironed out? Can you talk about what's been happening there?
Yeah, you know, protection is always an issue. It's an issue, I think, for every club in this league as well, Mark. But, you know, who's protecting, how they're protecting, how long they're protected for, and then every week it's who you're protecting against. You know, there's different premium rushers, so. You know, I just think that's more than anything a work in progress.
Hey, Coach, Bill Huber again. You've been doing NFL offenses for a while now. I guess, have you seen the officiating change as far as what the defense is allowed, or I should say not allowed, to get away with? And does that make things more inviting for a play caller to throw the ball?
Officiating in terms of
as far as what the DBs can get away with. I mean, is that maybe make things more inviting as a play caller, or have you not noticed those sort of refereeing changes?
No, you know, I guess the only thing I'm noticing is, you know, the position of the umpire. You know, probably not as many holding calls and really not any defensive holding calls at all in the defensive front, which, you know, I just think it's so hard as an umpire to be trained to be excellent in college, which is typically where those guys come from, and be trained on one side of the line of scrimmage. It'd be, you know, akin to looking at your computer screen from one side and saying you're very good at looking at it from this side, but let's put you in the backfield here. Let's have you turn around and go to the back of the computer and see how you're doing. Your 20 years of experience is in front of the screen. Doesn't necessarily carry over that it's going to be good back there in a place that you've never been before. So, plus I think, you know, that's where the fight is. That's where the appendages are. That's where, you know, the defensive lineman's two arms are and the offensive lineman's two arms are. So, I just don't think, again, my opinion, that you see enough of what you should see from back where they stand.
Brad, Jim Pulsein again. Green Bay's got Atari Bigby and Al Harris returning to practice this week. Obviously, you don't know whether they're going to play until probably later in the week. How does that affect your preparation? Does it even enter your thought process much?
Well, I think it does from a standpoint that, you know, those are good players. Very familiar with Al from my Philadelphia days, as well as competing against him in this division. And, you know, he's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous competitor. And Tari Bigby, you know, gives you experience back there. He's a hammer when he plays down in the box. But, you know, adding those guys back and probably a Matthews back, there's no downside to having those good players line up on the defensive side, guys that are talented and guys with experience.
Coach Bill from Packer Report again. I'm not sure how much you look at the Packers offense, but if you do, I guess what have you seen there as far as some of their problems?
Well, you know, I have seen them, and they're still very explosive. You don't get a guy like a Jennings going past a Ante Davis, who I have a lot of respect for, and going 84 yards without being explosive, and that's just not Jennings. I mean, Driver has that ability. James Jones has that ability. You know, they can play with five wides. They can play with four wides. They can play with two tight ends, two wides. So, yeah, you got to address that because, you know, they're a top 10 offense in this league.
Brad, Mark, again, nobody's in the NFCs beyond 4-2. When, from season to season, is it really, you know, this point of year, maybe through Thanksgiving, where it really starts to sort it out and the separation begins when teams start improving for the push?
Well, I think so because, you know, how many times have we seen teams start out hot and then you know, shut it down a little bit and then regroup and then vice versa? You know, you really don't know. I would think that you'll learn more about your football team as you head into November. You know, and our season so far has been, you know, not a lot of continuity. We started on a Thursday night, came back and played on a two Sundays, had a bye for 13 days, played on a Monday. So we're just going to start to get in the rhythm of some Sunday football here. This will be the second week in a row.
Brad, Justin Hull again. Clay Matthews, last year you saw him twice in the first half of the season. What do you see different from him, his progression heading into this week and the player that he's developing into?
Well, shoot. He played pretty doggone well as a rookie. I got a life-size picture of him taking the ball out of Adrian's hands and running down the sideline with it. But I really liked him coming out of USC. You know, I thought he was every bit as good as the Cushing kid. I thought he could play over the top of a tight end and you know, could extend and use his arms and nullify a tight end in a run game. And then he's probably shown better edge rush ability with his athleticism than I knew he had. But he's a force because he's athletic and he's strong and he plays with great leverage.
Brad, Justin Hull again, has the circus kind of died down this year from what it was last year with all the outside hype with this game?
You know what? It's always a great, great rivalry, you know, with just the river between these two states.
you talk about your tight end Shanko and just how good he is and what he does for your offense?
Yeah, we probably haven't gotten the ball enough to Shank in recent weeks, but you know, he's been battling some injuries and nicks of his own, and you know, he has the ability to get up the field and be able to split a seam, and he has the ability to work underneath and play on the line of scrimmage as well. So he is he's a good tool. He's a good player, and it's up to us to be able to figure different ways to get him to football.
Brad, Jim Holzane again. You've dealt with a lot of quarterbacks in your time. When a team is either winning or losing close games, how much of that should fall on the quarterback?